to Harry Cooper's night. He's with us once a month. We have a couple hours to sit around and talk and enjoy the things that he does. Sharkhunters.com. I would urge all of you to take a look, see if you have any interest at all in history, real history, the truth, not what the mainstream media and the other special interest groups would have you believe is history. You really want to join Shark Hunters. It honors men and women from all countries, under all flags, much of it wartime, of course. The historical aspect of Shark Hunters is truly extraordinary. And what we're doing tonight is having some fun going through some phenomenal pictures of the Antarctic. And I would like you to please go to the left side at Rents and click on Harry Cooper's pictures under his name and load that page. And we're having a great time. This is always fascinating for me. Welcome back, Admiral.
I'm here.
All right. Now, loading the page. Let me see if James has got that picture fixed. Oh, he did. He did. He got it fixed. The circle is enlarged. And I'm going to, let me see, get my magnifying glass out there. Now, that is not a natural shape. That's very unnatural.
No, it certainly is not.
Most interesting. Okay, well, you can take a look at that. So, we'll go to number 8, number 9, and then, well, number 9. Let's take a look at number 9. Tell us what
number
that is.
Number 9, I put that in there just for the mystery value. That's named Holy Lance Peak. Now, is it named Holy Lance Peak because of the shape, or is that where they hid the so-called Holy Lance, you know, the tip of the lance that Longinus used
to... The spear of Longinus, yeah.
That's right, to kill Christ on the cross, which the Austrians had, and I believe they have it again in Vienna. But, you know, is this where it was hidden out during the war, or did they just name it Holy Lance?
Was that in New Schwabenland?
I think so, but again, I can't say for sure.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to know a whole lot of things.
Right.
And
well,
when you start using Google Earth, you find that sometimes there's areas blanked out, sometimes there's coordinates that don't always come back to what you think. And the continent of Antarctica, which actually is a lot of islands all frozen together, it's way bigger than the United States. Somebody told me it's 5 times bigger than the U.S. So that's a whole lot of ground to cover with Google Earth.
Oh, indeed. And just imagine what it was like before it was covered over with ice. There are rumors, of course, of deep drilling that have turned up all kinds of things, and thermal imaging and other kinds of tomography, penetrating radar. They've done it all down there, believe it.
Unfortunately, all we can do is talk about rumors, theories, suppositions, etc., unlike some websites that tell you flat out, yes, this is true, or no, this is not true, and they don't have the faintest idea what the hell they're talking about.
No.
All they've done is compile a bunch of rumors and come to a conclusion, maybe a good one, maybe an incorrect one, but, you know me, I don't say something is solid unless I can prove it.
No, never have, and that's just not who you are. And the
right.
book, and Hitler in Argentina.
Right now, it don't look like we're going to get anywhere near sensitive places in Antarctica.
Right. All right. Well, the next picture, number 10, it says 14 on the picture, but it's actually number 10, I think. Whatever. Anyway, it's the next picture.
Number next.
That's it.
One I got from you.
Yes. This is, if you look on the left side, you'll see two people standing there, way up the... This
right.
is an enormous cavern. Enormous.
Directly across to the left from the number 14.
Yeah. Now, we think...
it's a huge thing. It looks like the mouth of the cavern because you're looking out at a mountain out there and you've got light outside.
Yeah. This came from a 1938 documentary, or 39, that was shown to German audiences in German cinemas. And mm-hmm. we were able to extract the still photos from this short documentary that... turned up on YouTube, and this is one. We believe, and since the documentary was all about the trip to South America and then Argentina, Antarctica.
Antarctica, right?
That this was one of the photos that the German explorers took in one of the underground caverns that they found in the Antarctic. And it is a phenomenal sight to see. Even though it is a little bit grainy, it's still stunning. All right, number 15, or the next one down.
Well, at number 15, it says, yeah, that looks like they're inside of a big ice dome or something like that, three people. But again, you know, like you and I discussed on back and forth with emails, where is it? Is it in Antarctica? We don't know. Probably. But where in Antarctica?
Since it was in that film, you would think.
Right. And the Germans made some films that were cutting edge at the time, like their expedition to Antarctica. Also, 1936, they were way, way, way up the Amazon River into the deep jungles of Brazil, and there are graveyards. There's a graveyard there with a whole lot of 6 foot or 2 meter tall crosses with swastikas on them for people that died in 1936. So, and they made films about this. So there were so many German films that God knows where they got off to, but they're hard to find.
Yeah, you know, look at number 15 just for fun, where it says sharkhunters.com. You'll see there's a different texture of rock above that. Smooth, kind of. Look, just for fun, look at that shape, Harry, and tell me what it looks like.
Yeah, it looks like kind of a petrified saucer, doesn't it?
It certainly does, with a beam coming out from underneath it.
Yeah.
I mean, just for fun, just for fun.
Yeah,
an old frozen saucer from 200,000 years ago down there.
Yeah, petrified.
Petrified flying saucer. Okay, number 16. Now, this came out of the film, too, and I had James put two little arrows to show you two people. That's what that is.
Way down inside that tunnel. But apparently, it's open to the outside, I guess, because you got a lot of light in there. That's natural light. That's not man-made floodlights or anything. So it's obviously got some holes or cracks in it, I'm guessing.
You know, I would almost guess, if you look at the way the light, gosh, it does look like it's illuminated, but I don't believe they had the ability to drag cables that far, you know, and what are they going to power them with?
Exactly. That would take a whole bunch of electricity for
look at the man.
Lights or,
he's standing outside, or maybe he's inside, but right around him is a perfect array of light, and then it goes straight ahead forward. I just don't know what could be illuminating that enormous tunnel cavern from the inside.
Yeah.
I don't know what it could be unless it was some kind of light.
That would be my guess, but right now, like I say, it's only a guess.
Maybe that's the story. There were lights in these caverns.
Maybe that was Disneyland back in 1938.
Don't know. Well, you see the monkey hanging from the ceiling up there, don't you?
I thought that was Obama.
Ah, well.
I'm sorry, strike that from your tape.
Nah, he couldn't jump that high. All right, and the next picture.
Again, like I say, we don't know where that's at. Probably it is Antarctica.
Yeah.
But what part? Where? Why?
Exactly. Phenomenal geology there. Phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Underground. Yeah. Remember, underground. That's the secret word here tonight. The next picture is just stunning. Look at that. Now, it does appear you're looking at a cathedral-shaped underground formation, and in the distance probably is the outside. Now, that looks like outside light. But on the left is this magnificent waterfall. Look at that falling down.
Yeah. Where everything is supposed to be frozen, it doesn't seem to be frozen.
Or no, it
maybe
doesn't.
What is that about? 10 stories high, you'd say?
Oh, easy.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's so much down there, but again, they don't want us looking.
No. Well, whatever is down there has pretty well been explored by this time and added to. Now, here's where it gets to be absolutely fascinated. Let's fast forward to our time, contemporary time. Now, I got these pictures from Harry, and we were able to figure out that some were had been rotated. They were 90 degrees off, 180 degrees mm-hmm. off. And I don't know what we're going to see here, except they look for all the world as like openings, vents, entrances, something to an underground world in the Antarctic. Yep. You look, you decide.
And we don't know where it is. We don't know the size of it, although we figure it's pretty doggone huge.
I wish we just don't know. Is that a 10-foot opening, a 20-foot tall opening? We just don't know.
Or 10 stories?
I don't know. You know what's really interesting? If you look at that picture, and I figured this out earlier today, the snow that's frozen, or the frozen ice on that Antarctic granite, or whatever kind of rock it is, on a mountainside somewhere, is white. It's white. Now, look at the entrance to that, let's call it a tunnel, and look above it, the top of the entrance, that's white. But then look at the entire bottom. It's gray.
Yeah.
It's a different color. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that that entrance was artificially created? Obviously, it would have to be. And does it mean that that was something that was added to it to give it a base, to maybe to support it? That would I don't know. Is it concrete? Is it something else? It doesn't look like ice to me, Harry. It's a different color.
Yeah. Yeah, you might be right. I'm lost. And this is the hole, it's called, among some of the researchers. And there are other pictures of it, I think. Yeah, go down.
Yeah, we're done. We got to take this one at a time. We got a little surprise coming. So the very next picture is that same entry. Let's call it a portal, an entry.
Okay, from longer, further out.
Yeah, and then now we're zooming in on it, and you get a close-up view of it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, look at the bottom. That is not the same color as the white ice above it.
Yeah.
It's different. I don't know what it is. It's almost like it has been covered with concrete or something different. I don't know. All right, that's portal number one. Those two pictures, number 12 and 13. Now we get to something that is mind-boggling. The next picture, you'll see another portal. And I want you to just take a close look at it real quick. Harry, take us on the little tour. We got four really interesting pictures here.
Yeah, that's a hole, a portal or something, and it looks like it's got a round iron hatch over it.
Exactly.
Now, I have not looked at this from Google Earth for quite some time now, but others that I am in contact with tell me now there's a false cloud cover in that area.
Uh-huh.
Maybe yes or no, I don't know, but it does look like it's got a metal hatch, doesn't it?
I will pronounce it a metal hatch because that's what it looks like. And if you look at the bottom of the entry, if you were standing and they're walking in or walking out, you'll see there's a white kind of a ridge mm-hmm. that goes across the bottom and up the left side. And I would suggest that may be where that hatch comes down and rests.
Yeah, the seal.
Yeah, exactly. And again, once again, look at the ice around it, white. Look at the mass of that portal at the bottom of it, especially below the dome. It's a different color. It's gray.
Dirty color.
It's not like the other rock or ice and snow. All right, the next picture down, we flipped this one. I think it was upside down originally, but you'll get a better picture of this. Look at the dome on top of that portal.
Yeah, it looks like it's closed now.
Well, I can still see in.
Okay.
It's okay, go to the next picture. I had it made lighter, and you get closer. Now look at that. If you have to get a magnifying glass, you do it because it looks exactly like a round dome of some kind. And then there's a a ridge across the front of it that looks like it would match up with the white ridge or the, on top of the gray down below it, if it were closed. I don't know if what we're looking at is a dome, but you tell us what you think. It looks like a dome. Look at the next picture. Very close up of this round. It looks like a round cover, a hatch or something.
Yeah.
Over an entry.
It looks awfully smooth, awfully man-made.
Or somebody made.
Yeah, well, okay. Manufactured, not natural rock.
I mean, that's a very odd formation. It looks like nothing around there. And I would say it could be a portal to a ventilation system for a deep underground base of some kind. Hard to know.
Wow. Maybe that's where the Morlocks live, remember?
Yeah.
And the Eloi are the ones up on the surface with all the beautiful women in the little short skirts.
Well, they were on your boat.
Yeah.
Now, look at that closely, though. That is not a natural formation. I don't care what you say.
Nope, doesn't look like it. It looks like it's metal, too.
Yeah, and it the way it's been cut out, shaped, and again, I go back to the color of whatever substance that is making up that entry. It's not white. It's different.
And the darndest thing, there are so many rumors flying around, and this is a standard tactic by intel people, by spooks, and you know, to flood your mind or your perception with all sorts of options, maybe only one of which is true, but you're so flooded you don't know what's true. And Churchill summed it up during the war. He said that the truth is so precious she must be surrounded by a bodyguard of lies.
And that's a good line.
Yeah. In other words, disinformation.
Right. Well, just take a look at that enlargement. Not the last one, the next last. And look at the material that entrance appears to be made of. It's it's a different color than the ice all around it. It's close, but it's not the same. Wow.
Interesting.
Well, thank you for those. I had the enlargements made as a present for you on your trip.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get anywhere near that place, but it'd be something for me to bounce around on my laptop while I'm down there.
Now, here's a whole bunch of contemporary aerial pictures of a base in the Antarctic. Harry, and tell us what this is all about. There's a lot to see, and if you do, I do talk about magnifying glasses, and if you have one, it's a very good thing to use on pictures like these. Go ahead.
Yeah. These photos just came in from one of our SEIG agents. That's SEIG, and it's an acronym for Shark Hunters, Eagle Hunters Intelligence Group. And some of these guys, like this particular one, are current active spooks in intel agencies for this country and others. And these all came in, and I sent them all to you, I think, what was it, about 15 or 16?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I think we've got them posted on our website, too. It's several areas down there, and the top picture where it says helipad, you look to the right, and there's a helicopter pad. And off to the left, there's a bunch of buildings, but you notice there's next to no snow. And
also
a red building and some white buildings.
Right. Now, is this a Google picture, do we know?
I imagine it probably is, because I can't imagine this guy's flying over it in an ultralight taking pictures.
Probably not.
No. But where is it? Who knows? So anyhow, that's one little area with the helipad and some buildings. The next one down there, it says channel in from the sea, ship in the channel. That we believe was that channel was opened up by a Russian icebreaker, because they got a whole mess of them down there. And that ship has four huge boom cranes on it. And you see the tracks in the snow right by the word ship, where all the trucks have been going, taking stuff off the ship and running it up to that little compound there. Where's the compound? We don't know. What are all those black lines? maybe steam power to keep the place warm. I don't know.
It probably looks like a pipeline. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe to keep the place warm. Maybe
geothermal heat, maybe. I don't know.
Could be. Might be to run fuel back and forth to the buildings.
There's a main road sort of in the center going diagonally up to, let's say, 1 o'clock and down to the left to 7 o'clock.
Right. It starts out by where it says ship in the channel.
Exactly.
Misspelled channel. It's hard to get good help.
Well, that's Chanel. That's okay.
Oh, don't get off on that tangent, because Coco Chanel was a very rabid supporter of the Nazi Party, and she was living with a high-ranking guy from the Third Reich, but that's another whole story.
I know nothing. I'm not. All right. Yeah. So look what you see here. You see clearly outbuildings. You see a very, looks like a busier, well-graded road. Where is it going? I don't see enough buildings or structures to house hardly anyone. And what are the pipelines for? Where do they go? Do they go underground, perhaps? Is this a surface example of support structures and so forth, logistics for an underground development?
Good question. Again, like I said at the beginning of your show, a lot of questions, no answers yet.
Look at that Chanel in from the sea. Now, who cut that Chanel?
And we believe it was a Russian icebreaker.
Huh. And they cut it pretty cleanly.
Yeah, and apparently there's deep water up close to the shore, because that's a huge ship out there and probably draws 40, 50 feet. And
there's a helipad on the back of it.
The ground.
No snow on the ground. There's a helipad on the back of the ship.
Oh, yes. And four big crane booms, or boom cranes, whichever.
Boom cranes.
Yeah. And
no snow.
No snow on the ground. So, if you look at the next picture...
Before we leave that one, you know what else I see? Look on the left at the midway point. There are strange parallel lines in the ground. See them?
Oh, yeah. We'll see a close-up picture of that further on.
All right.
That looks like where they've dug up or put structures underground and covered it over.
This is exactly what it looks like. All right, we're going to go through the break this, because we have more pictures I want to make sure all of you get a chance to see. Okay, let's look at the next picture.
Next one.
All right.
The red and the blue building. I think that's, that's part of the picture we just saw, only this is a close-up photo.
Right. It's actually, look at the perspective, Harry. It's, look at that series of 12... modular things that are joined together in a grid. See them?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, silver or white, whatever.
Yeah, look at the first picture. We're going to go through the break, Todd, on this. Thank you. All right. You see in the first picture the perspective. This does not appear to be Google Earth. It's too low, and it's it almost looks like a 45-degree angle down to that object. Now we're over the object. So
that
suggests this was a flying platform from which the pictures were taken.
Maybe one of the choppers. They had, my guy told me they had 36 helipads in this whole big compound.
36?
Yeah, and some of them are pretty doggone big helipads, which would mean maybe a twin boom, like a Chinook, which would be on the U.S. side, the Chinook. I don't know what the Russians have for twin booms, but I know I've ridden on some of their choppers, the Hind. Boy, those suckers, they could lift half the city.
Yeah, they are heavy lift, I've read.
Yeah.
Those tanks, or whatever they are, 14 of them. One line runs right. They could be fuel reservoirs, and the pipeline goes right by them.
Right.
And the pipeline maybe goes to the...
Yeah, I would think that's a fuel depot.
Yeah, it goes to the sea, and the ship pulls up, and they pump it into those tanks.
Pipe it in. That would be my guess. But if anybody listening has more solid suggestions, send me an email, sharkhunters@earthlink.net.
Somebody listening may well know what these things are.
Yeah.
And one wonders...
maybe the wrong guys are listening, and they'll bomb my house.
No, they won't do that.
Nah.
Those pipelines go somewhere, and the next picture is a much higher elevation of that same base, all right? And if we look, there's no snow there, and look on the left, and you'll see back and forth. It does look like perhaps something was covered over.
Yep. We've got a closer photo of that as we go further on, but yeah, that's what it looks like. It could be a runway, but I don't believe so. Because the planes down there pretty much are ski equipped, I think.
Yeah, I'm looking where these pipelines go. I would almost bet that there's something very serious going on underneath there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You'll see it when we get further down in this.
But okay.
There's little lakes. You see one there is a small lake. So, obviously, it's not frozen.
No, it didn't. Maybe
no,
they warmed
snow
the area
on that piece
up.
Of property and the lake is open.
Could they warm it up and melt it off? Yeah.
Who knows?
Next picture. Wide shot of a C-47 and trucks
right.
and cars around it.
Yep.
That's a
and
Goonie.
And you see the tire tracks.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The C-47 was an awesome airplane. It just kept flying no matter what.
It's still flying.
Yeah.
I mean, and
yeah,
commercial service.
I've ridden on Goonie Birds, and the damn thing, it doesn't take hardly any space at all. It's in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing knocks them down unless you're freebasing cocaine in the back of the airplane.
Somebody it's, did that once.
A reference to Ricky Nelson and the way he died.
Yeah.
Whether he was doing what they thought he was doing or not, but his plane caught fire while he was in the air. Anyhow, you see the tire tracks. Obviously, they're taking something out of the plane and running it up to the compound and running it back.
And the next picture is a close-up.
Right. A C-47 was a hell of an airplane. They stopped making them in 1946, but them things are still in the air.
Yeah, they also known as DC-3s.
Right. DC-3, or in the military, it was a C-47. They nicknamed them a Goonie Bird in South African airports. They call them Dakotas. When I was in South Africa some years ago, they had the largest fleet of C-47s in the world, or DC-3s.
How many?
I don't know. They had a bunch of them.
Huh.
We flew on one, and, low and slow. We were doing maybe 100 knots, and I was sitting between the pilot and co-pilot, a little bit behind them, like a flight engineer seat, watching the altimeter, because they said they would not go above 500 feet. We were simulating a low-level anti-submarine patrol, and he said we would not be above 500 feet. Well, I was watching his altimeter. He never got above 100 feet.
Wow. Great plane. Douglas aircraft.
Yep.
All right, next picture. We're back to the original base shot, and there's the channel cut through the ice, and that large, I believe that ship is there. Yeah, with a helipad
on
the back.
It's still there.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah, it's there. These photos were all shot, apparently, around the same, within an hour of each other, apparently from a plane going over or a chopper, taking all the photos. So there in that picture, you have a better shot of the tire tracks on the ice and also those long lines down toward the bottom center.
Yeah.
The long lines in the ground.
They may be geology. I may be wrong.
It may be.
But you see, there's... okay. Now, ask yourself, does that look like a base, really, in terms of what's on the surface? There are not... It doesn't seem like there's nearly enough there to support a sizable crew of people. So you have to think, where would they put the base underneath?
Yeah.
Underneath.
Yeah. Well, also, you have to ask yourself, why would they need such a huge ship bringing all sorts of stuff ashore? Where is that stuff they're bringing ashore?
Right. Right.
Where did it go?
Next picture is of the ship, and look how big
right.
that ship is.
Right, the four big cranes and the helipad on the one end of it, the stern, I'm guessing. At least we spelled channel right in this one. And you see all the tire tracks.
Uh-huh.
and there's the blue and the red buildings. And keep in mind, these are the blue and red buildings, because as we get further on, we'll see a different compound with different colored buildings. And there's those things that you think are probably fuel storage, those silver guys.
Could be the pipeline splits and goes right around them, and maybe fill up one side then the other. Hard to know, but that would make sense.
Yep.
Okay, here's another. This next picture is very good. A large ship in the channel, truck tracks in the snow. This, it sounds like an old song, doesn't it? Large ship tracks in the channel,
yeah.
Truck tracks in the snow. Well, there was a song like that.
Okay.
Red sails. What? Red sails.
Oh, yeah. Red sails in the sunset. I remember that from back when I was a kid.
See? There you go. All right. Now, looking, I'm using the magnifier on this. Looking in the background.
I've got a big monitor, so I'm cheating.
Oh, yeah. The buildings in the background on this, there's a large blue one on the left.
You got the blue building and the red building.
There it is. Now that's an odd shape.
To the left of the blue building are those what we think are tanks. And straight up from those alleged tanks is a small lake. And then off to the left of that, over to the left of the screen, another lake. Not frozen.
Right. There's a big object there, which is also a kind of a turquoise color. Top 20% of the screen. Almost draw a line from the ship channel straight up and you'll see it. It's a big
object. Big flat area.
No, there's a building there. Or is that a lake? Oh, no, that's a lake.
Yeah.
Or is it? There's a lake and a lake
is,
and a lake.
Not a building.
Okay. Must be a lake. That's wild because it wasn't in the other pictures. You're quite right. There's the ship with the big cranes.
Right.
Those are big booms.
So yeah, it's a big ship.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me the what they believe was the name of the ship, a Russian cargo ship, but not certain, so I'm not going to say it.
So there may be a Russian base, you're suggesting?
Well, yeah, sure. It's a Russian ship.
Since we leased the ship out. There's a helicopter on the helipad on the ship
right.
The picture.
That won't be a big monster chopper. That's just to get people ashore and back, not cargo, I'm sure. Or maybe small cargo, but the heavy stuff, that's what they got those booms for.
How big is your monitor?
24 inches, I think, diagonal.
Makes it pretty nice, huh?
Yeah.
Long view of the ship in the channel. Two lakes.
Yep. Yeah. That's from way upstairs.
Yeah, somebody was in a helicopter, I think, my guess, and they went up and maybe they got the pictures out one way or the other.
So. Yeah, as you point out, some of the pictures are straight down, some of them are at an angle.
Right.
But I don't think Google Earth gives you angle
no.
pictures. I don't know.
Not yet. It's all coming, though. All right, next picture shows the helipad again. And
same
we're
ship,
looking
different angle.
Yeah, that too.
Clever title. At least I didn't misspell channel again.
It's okay. Now that looks like a... All right, that does look like a warehouse to the right.
Oh, are we down onto the one with the two yellow buildings?
Yeah. Yeah, I skipped down.
And like I say, these are not in the same area because the other area had a blue building and a red building. These are yellow tops and another chopper pad. Big chopper pad.
Yeah, and look at the... we're going to call them pipelines because we don't know any better.
Yep.
But look how they come up. They service each structure.
Yeah.
So is it fuel oil? Is it natural gas? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, and we can't find anybody to ask. And if we did, they wouldn't tell us anyhow.
No, they wouldn't.
It looks like they got all sorts of supplies stacked all around down the lower part of the picture.
Yes.
And then in the upper part of the picture, too, along the side of the one yellow roof building, bunch of stuff there, too. What is? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should try to zoom in on these pictures after we get off the air.
Yeah, it's interesting how the lakes are not frozen either. I wonder if it's a natural geothermal area.
I don't know. There's a bit of snow there, just mm-hmm. below the helipad, but mm-hmm. and between the buildings, but not a hell of a lot. It's really dry land. And my contact over there that sent these pictures said he thinks it looks like sandstone. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. Mm. And I'm sure he doesn't know for a fact either. He's theorizing. I don't know if you'd have a lake in sandstone. Sandstone's awfully porous.
Don't know the answer to that, yeah.
Mm. Now, look,
here's something. Mm-hmm. The picture, long shot of the same facility, the two yellow, we'll call them yellow buildings. There's a little little lake, then there's a bigger lake, and the little lake is kind of it's a light blue-green, and the bigger lake is dark.
Right, that little lake is the one you saw in the previous picture, mm-hmm. right under the helipad.
Now look over on the right, where I assume that's the sea, frozen with ice on top of it.
Yeah, and I would imagine.
There's a very interesting ridge of ice that runs right along the shoreline. That would be the land underneath that ice, the shoreline, I think.
Probably.
All right, and these are neat pictures. So one of your Sieg agents sent you these?
Correct.
Uh-huh. Fascinating. No, I've never seen this many examples of activity in the Antarctic ever.
We call this agent Peter Parker.
Good job, Peter. Thank you. Hope they didn't push him out of the helicopter.
And we hope not.
Or taking pictures.
I don't think so. I talked to him on the phone just recently.
Good. Here, now these pictures are, again, showing buildings. These are red. There's one mm-hmm. green. They must be color-coded for a reason. One can only imagine.
Maybe for airdrops of supplies. Who knows?
Oh, and I think I see what looks like an antenna, a circular antenna with something in the center of it. In fact, two of them.
You talking about the one that says another site?
Correct. Left to center
down,
at the bottom.
Straight down from the H on another, there's a radome.
Yep.
That's a radome.
Mm-hmm.
And they got radomes all over there, too. If you look for them, they're in there.
And off to the left,
yep.
You'll see two round in the ground, circles.
Right, those are chopper pads.
Okay.
Towards the bottom of the picture, right, just before the lake.
Yeah. Got it.
Those are chopper pads.
Okay. And then we've got roads, and you can see vehicles. Very interesting. Fascinating.
Yeah, and these buildings are red tops now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the yellow tops or not the blue and red ones we saw before. So this would be another site, I'm guessing, theorizing.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it when I have to guess and theorize. I'd rather be definite, firm, but...
No, you're good.
Ain't that way right now.
Okay, and there's another one, Lake Helipad. And then after that, a long shot of the same facility. So now we pull way back up and look down, and there are the two yellow buildings.
On the right, and the red building on the left, or center more or less, and the lakes.
Pretty neat. Yeah.
Pretty mysterious.
Yes, indeed. Okay, next picture. Much underground construction. Now, who put that in there?
Well, I did that, and I circled the area. That's my raggedy circle there, showing the long grooves in the ground or whatever that looks like it had been excavated way down.
Yeah.
And something built underneath, and then a roof put on. And if you look closely, in between those two flat areas, there's a black square.
I see it.
That Peter Parker seems to think is the entrance to the downstairs, whatever.
No road up to it that I can see.
Nope. But, maybe they come on, four-wheelers, quads they're called.
Yeah. Well, that's a very good catch on that one because it does look like something has been put in there and then covered up. Sure.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. And the next picture, this was probably all in one helicopter ride. Now, these are two very wide shots. Of of the facility. I'm not sure if it's the same facility. On your monitor, can you tell if it is?
I can't tell. I'd be guessing, but...
I see buildings.
There's a lot more snow in the bottom picture than there is in the one above it.
Yeah, could be a different base.
I'm seeing two blue buildings, two green buildings, and a red building in the next to the bottom shot.
Uh-huh. Now, the, bottom shot also has blue water. You can see it.
Yep.
It's thawed.
Yep, yep.
It's not frozen. It's light. It's pretty blue.
Strange. You got all that snow and open water lakes.
Suggests, again, geothermal.
That would be a good guess, yeah.
See the tire tracks moving all around the perimeter down there, too.
Right. As if maybe it was security?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
That's where you would have tried to land in your Antarctic expedition.
Yeah, and probably been met by a whole bunch of SEALs telling you it's time to get back on your boat and get the hell out of here.
Yeah, well, you just tell them you knew Vladimir Putin, and maybe they'd invite you in.
Yeah, right. Well, if it's Russian, yeah, they'd be Spetsnaz.
Uh-huh.
And I'd wave my Russian credentials at them. Я вас почутный русский подводник. And I got two sort of passports from Russia. One was from when I was a commissar of the Soviet Union. And the other one is, of course, the Soviet Union is long gone. But the other one is my ID that I'm an honorary Russian submarine officer from St. Petersburg.
Very nice.
Of course, you just heard all the Russian words that I know, more or less.
Well, that's enough. Get you by.
It was enough to get me and some of the people when we went on a North German tour a few years ago. The Russian sailing ship Tovarich was in there. That used to be the Gorshfok. So I went up there with some of the people on my tour, and I asked the guy who spoke halting English, the officer of the deck, I asked him if we could come aboard and look over the ship. He said, no, no, and he's laughing a little bit, and then I showed him my credentials. Tovarich, and come aboard. So it works.
Well, those are a lot of really fascinating pictures, especially the portals, or whatever they are, ventilation chambers, little discs, scout craft fly in and out of there. I don't know. We don't know how big that opening it is. I just don't know. But
that's
I do think
we got a lot of really great shots of what? We don't know. Where? We don't know. What's it for? We don't know.
I'm very suspicious of that opening, Harry, because the mass of whatever it is the wrong color. It looks synthetic.
Yeah. That's probably correct. If any of your listeners are multimillionaires and want to sponsor a trip down there, I'm still ready to go if we can get somebody to pay the tab. But that's a massive amount of money. You know, I go to Germany on these expeditions. I go to South America. $5,000 or $6,000 covers it all. That ain't even a drop in the bucket for down south to Antarctica. You're looking at $500,000 to do it right.
Well, think of all the trips you could make on $500,000. So you're okay.
Yeah, I guess it's not in the cards for me to go down there.
No, I don't think we're going to. You wouldn't be able
Besides,
to find anything.
Besides, I live
anything.
In Florida because I didn't like living up north where it got cold.
Mm-hmm. I wish I knew if I was right, if that whatever the material is that forms the bottom of that portal, that entrance, it just isn't snow. It's not white. It's something else. And it does
Cement,
look synthetic.
Gravel, who knows?
I don't know.
Or maybe it's snow, but it's been discolored by something coming out of the hole there, the chasm.
DC-3.
Could be.
That was a joke. They had a...
In Savi.
My father worked for Douglas Aircraft, and they had a cartoon on the wall. It was a picture of the moon, the surface of the moon, and there was a Goonie bird there. No caption necessary.
No, I guess not. I wish I had a bunch of money. I'd like to buy one.
Well, who was it that bought one? John Travolta. That was, I think, his first airplane, a DC-3.
Oh, was it? Okay. I know he's got a 707 now.
Yeah, he started out with a DC-3.
Yeah. He lives about 20 miles from me.
Huh.
For what that's worth. He's
not
worth
a big
hundreds
Travolta,
of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Well, I could tell you things, but I won't.
Okay.
Tell you off air.
off the air.
He used to live in Santa Barbara. I had a beach house.
Oh, really?
And there was an English couple who was, well, they were his servants, cooks. The cook and the man was the kind of a caretaker, butler.
Butler,
and,
yeah.
They had a lot of stories to tell about the Travolta Beach House. Home.
Okay.
I can't remember how I got to know them. Yeah, another time. But it's one of those things, it's all speculative because I wasn't there. I didn't see anything. I don't know.
Exactly.
You just never know. So anyway,
Rabbit, I live in the woods and I don't know nothing.
Yeah, those are really great pictures, especially look at the 1938 black and whites from the film that the Germans put together.
Yeah.
The Schwabenland expedition. Remarkable.
Yeah, the Germans were on to some really incredible breakthroughs, and then unfortunately the war broke out, and for the listening audience, no, Hitler did not start the war. It was started by the Polish, but that's another long story. And Churchill was the one who kept pouring the gasoline on the fire. He wanted that war to keep going.
Yes, he did. I'm following orders.
And he suckered FDR into, because the United States was about 85% against getting involved in the war. And if you look at the magazines that covered the war prior to the Pearl Harbor, the Germans were treated fairly, honestly. They were Germans. They were not Nazis. They were Germans. But as soon as the U.S. entered into the war, oh, they were all evil Nazis, and all the propaganda stories came out, most of which were untrue, machine gunning people in the water for sport and all that. That mm-hmm. just didn't happen. But prior to that, they were treated fairly by the press.
Wartime propaganda, very ugly stuff. The first casualty in war is the truth. The funny thing is, the BBC, all through the war, whenever they reported on Adolf Hitler, they always referred to him as Mr. Hitler.
Yeah. The BBC was the epitome of honest journalism back then.
Back then.
Referred to as anti-Beeb.
Yeah. Yeah.
But not anymore. The New York Times was also one of the great newspapers of its time, honest, but not anymore.
No, all the news that's unfit to print because it's fake news.
It's probably the most
grossly overt, agenda-driven major newspaper in America.
Yeah, and the sad thing about it, so many people see it in just about any of the media, and they believe it's true. Right off the bat, it's true. So,
well, we have to teach people to question, and that's hard to do when the education system, the mass media, the government, it's all aligned against reality and truth. They control your perception of reality. That's what they want, and that's pretty well what they've got.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true. It's great propaganda.
Yeah.
So that's why anytime I get into a discussion with somebody on World War II history, and they start spouting, you know, all these so-called facts, I ask them, where do you get that idea? He said, well, everybody knows. Yeah. Okay, well, that's the end of the discussion.
Right. It doesn't do any good. You will not find anyone, unless people are far enough along on their own journey of discovery of what reality is. There's no way to really bridge a gap that is that wide. If someone's been programmed.
That's why I love Shark Hunters. Our members are not the stupid sheeple that believe all the crap that the lamestream media puts out. These are people who want to know the absolute truth.
Right.
And some of them are helping us, you know, the SIG agents, with hardcore fact. The other ones are learning real fact and truth. None of this baloney that comes out of the lamestream media.
Right. Okay. Excellent. Thank you, Harry. I'll talk to you during the trip, perhaps online, and good hunting down there. Have fun, and we'll talk to you when you get back.
All right. Thanks. You have a great day.
Okay. Thanks, Harry. Good night.
Good night.
Harry Cooper, sharkhunters.com, and do consider joining. It's absolutely unique. Back in a minute.